Glass Animals Heat Waves. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia, and welcome to the studio, Miss Teresa Morgan, Hardin County School Superintendent. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome today. How are you guys?
Doing great. So this is a really big week for the school district.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, even for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Before each school year, get incredibly nervous. Start by watching our buses. They're already out this morning going over their routes to make sure what time they're going to be there. And when you start seeing buses, you want everybody to be incredibly respectful and responsible and notice those big yellow buses. I know we say big red truck a lot of times. Well, we say big yellow buses. Be careful. Be cautious.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you off the top, I'm putting you on the spot, do you off the top of your head have any idea how many students are enrolled this year in Hardin County Schools?
We were discussing that the other day, and no, not really, because you always have students who leave and many more that come. And then last year we ended around 14,600 with preschool. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the removal of COVID restrictions. We expect many more students to come back. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on the first day.
And you'll have a few students that maybe you weren't expecting.
Oh, absolutely.
In the next 48 hours are going to join us. So,
just at open houses the other night, had multiple students enrolling at the open houses, and the principals were, of course, excited to have those students moving in. So if you're here, the day to come is today. We want students to be able to come to that first day and not wait until next week. Come on and get registered today or tomorrow, and we'll be thrilled to have you.
So the first day of school
is Wednesday. Yes.
Which is a little different because aren't we used to starting on Thursdays typically?
You know, yes. But what we wanted to do is there's magic days that you have to go over rules and all that stuff, and we really want instruction to start on a Monday and go. And instruction will start in part on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I tell folks our first day, we want to get kids in safely, home safely, fed. And that's really what the first day is about, is to make sure we get everybody to where they're supposed to
and
be.
Starting a new routine.
Yes.
Figuring those things out.
Yes. The parents need to figure out the drop-off line. There's really no reason to get there at 6:30 in the morning because there will already be a line. There's no reason to get there at 12:30 in the afternoon for pickup because there's already a line. Take that time to do some valuable work or volunteer work. Come in and listen to kids read other than just waiting in your car. But we're excited to have a new start to the new school year without all the restrictions. I realize COVID is still there, but yet not in the capacity that it was last year or the year before.
I saw a meme speaking about those people that get to school way early to pick their kids up, and it said, you guys are acting like it's a big deal on flat screen TVs. You're just picking up Aiden. It's not that big a deal.
We love that they pick them up and drop them off. Just, the timing is always an issue and how backed up traffic gets. And so just hope people will pay attention to the signs. I know there will be a sign out for St. John's Road just letting parents or individuals know you might not want to come down this road between 1 and 3:30 just because it's going to be very, very crowded.
Well, and in some schools, things change year to year to year. I know sometimes they change the drop-off procedure or the pattern that you drive through their parking lot. Or in the case of Central, they actually have got the parking lot being rebuilt and there's things going on there. So checking with your school to make sure it's the way it was last year is probably pretty important too.
Yes. So Central Hardin is in disarray as far as the parking lot is concerned. So the open house tonight, they're having three sessions in hopes of breaking down and the number of people who will be there, and that will be a great time for students to figure out where they can park. Luckily for us, a lot of students don't have their full driver's license now, so right now is a great time just to come in and check it out so that when you do start driving, and the parking lot as it is now is the way it will be for the year. And so it's a great time to come in and check that out.
Any more advice on families or students for things that they should do to prepare for starting the new school year?
Well, first off, go ahead and get those new shoes out and be walking in them. That's what I was always told. Don't wait until the first day. That also goes for our teachers. It's important you try out those shoes and what they're going to be like for 7 hours on the day. The most important thing is we have had professional development all summer. We've had 70 different PDs for our staff. They are excited to be back and to use all these new strategies that they learn with problem-based learning, project-based learning. And for our moms and dads out there, I know you're concerned about safety. Just know we've been working with all of our police departments, and we feel really, really confident about everything we've put in place over the years and then fine-tuned it over the summer. And then we just ask everybody to be patient. That's the main thing. Be patient, watch for buses, and stay behind the buses when their arm goes out. I know you might be running a few minutes late for work, but just take in consideration the safety of our students and families.
All right, Ms. Teresa Morgan from Hardin County Schools, we appreciate your time this morning.
Excellent. Thank you all so much.
We are Quixie 98.3.